T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But hey, listen, so with Ben tells me today, he's like, just sitting in the office before you come, and there's like a little bit of awkwardness when you're in there with Ben. You know, like I'm kind of looking on my phone and getting stuff or whatever, and kind of out of nowhere, Ben goes, yeah, my cat attacked me last night. Mm. I'm like, what? Mm. The same cat that you dance with and videotape
right.
yourself? How does a cat attack you?
I know, I have two cats. There's one cat that I'm in, have a great relationship with, and then there's another one that hates me. And she just lost it on me last night and just tried to tear my leg apart.
Huh. Any particular reason or just that
it's I think she thought I was an animal. And she's evil, too.
She literally just came up and started attacking your leg.
Yeah.
Clawing it, biting it, both?
All of it.
Were you showing the other cat too much attention? She's coming in jealous.
What am I supposed to do, man? No, my own pet attacking me.
Yeah.
Well, I know what I would do, but, you know.
Don't say it on the air.
Get rid of it. Give it to somebody. You can give away a cat. You can't do that with it. Yeah, I wouldn't do that with a dog.
Give away my cat on air?
Well, if it attacks you, what are you going to have?
Why can't you give away a dog?
Well, I'm saying I wouldn't give away a dog. It's easier to give away a cat, especially if it attacks you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Dak Prescott's going to be giving away his dogs.
Oh, no.
Ain't that much.
He's in trouble, man.
Yeah, he is.
He's in trouble. Are you okay, though? Did you need stitches?
I'm fine. I needed 6 Band-Aids.
You got ointment? Stitches. You got ointment?
Oh, yeah. Well, I got a towelette. No ointment.
What? Towelette?
What does that mean? Like you ate ribs? You put that on your...
Yeah!
You got hot wings? You steal towelettes from places?
Listen, he got scratches on him. He'll milk that for a month. I mean, he's been milking his thumb injury for a whole month.
He's like, I tore ligaments.
Yeah.
You do dumbass things, pretty soon you're going to be labeled a dumbass.
Yeah, he had a brace on. Yeah,
he's not a normal human being.
He's been wearing this brace for like...
It's not on anymore.
Since the Super Bowl.
I tore
my ligaments in my thumb trying to catch a football. I didn't even hit anything. I just hit the football.
It was manly.
Right, right. And see, this is what I told him. I said, dude... You're the classic non-athlete, you know, and I'm not even buying you playing, you being a wrestler in your onesie back in the day as a real grappler. I just think you like putting on the uniform.
He like putting on the onesie.
Looking on the uniform. Really like putting the thing around. What's the headgear? He put the headgear on his ears.
Well, he still has that.
Yeah, he still has all that. So back to my point about you milking this thumb injury, looking for sympathy from me, right? Me and John Ritchie. That's really what it is. Now, in his head, he's always imagined what it feels like to be an athlete, right?
Yeah. I like the stimulation of it.
Right.
So
I'm a compassionate, competitive man.
He's not going to let me get it out.
No.
So
no.
being in this business, we cover athletes and their injuries, and you hear guys out 4 to 6 months, 4 to 6 weeks, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. So he associates trying to catch a football with him sustaining an athletic injury.
It's like that, yeah.
So he can't come back from the injury in a day like he should.
No.
It has to be 4 to 6 weeks.
MRIs.
Right.
I would love for my hand to sting tonight. That would be great.
Disabled list.
Therapy.
Right.
Yeah, he tried to get out of work.
Getting treatment.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
he's an athlete.
Yeah, come on, dude.
So that's with the cat,
Stop
too.
Stop it.
With the cat, he's going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And attack them. You know he was playing with it, or it had one of those scratching posts, and Ben was doing something.
Toss it up.
How old is Janis Joplin now?
Drinking.
She's got to be in her 50s.
What? Cats
had too much Prosecco last night. I know what you were doing.
Cats just don't attack you for no reason, do they?
Caught me in mid-swallow, man.
Do they? I don't know. I haven't had a cat since I was a little kid.
He went there.
All right, right now, the new Marks and Reese Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Looking for the perfect engagement ring? Make it remarkable at Marks Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online, marks-jewelers.com. What is the Eagles' biggest need right now, outside of running back, I guess is how I would term it.
Mm-hmm.
What's their biggest need right now when we're not talking about running back?
That's a good question.
You know what I would say?
What?
O-line. I need a veteran capable of starting offensive lineman. When they got rid of Wisniewski, mm-hmm. that's all well and good, right? But what happens if Brandon Brooks isn't ready to play by game 3, game 4, game 1?
Right.
And say Amalu's struggling or there's another injury. By the way, these guys get injured, right? And now you're getting Matt Pryor or whoever these other unknown backups are in there. I would just like a veteran in there to stabilize the offensive line.
Yeah.
First thing that comes to mind, I'm fine with the secondary. A nice linebacker would be good.
Yeah. It's a good question.
Not a backup quarterback because Nate Sudfeld is going to be making $3 million this year, so I don't know if you could afford that.
Do we need another safety? So you start talking about secondary, the first thing everybody does is they we're comfortable with the young guys. Let's see how they shake out. See where we can put this guy at, that guy out.
Well, Corey Graham was playing like a starter last year as a third safety.
He certainly can't be back.
He's not coming back.
No.
No, but it would be nice to get a guy that when they like to play that big dime or whatever they play, that you can put three safeties out there.
Do we need another pass rusher?
All right, well, think about it.
Pass rusher.
No,
don't know what Chris Long is going to do. Is he coming back or not?
They do need another pass rusher. Even so, they need another pass rusher. Gail and Ballard Kenwood. Gail, you have a cat at home?
I used to. I had two of them.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What happened? Hold on, Gail.
Cut the radio off.
Yeah, we'll come back to you. Go cut the radio off there, and then we'll come back to you. She used to have a cat, but I guess she got rid of it at some point. Hang on the line there, Gail. Let's go to Isaac in New Jersey. Hi, Isaac. How are you?
Yo, guys. What's up, man?
What is up?
All right. What up?
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Listen, Brooke, I got a number of things. I'm going to try to squeeze them all in real quick. First of all, no, we can't trade for Kareem Hunt. When someone's not on your team and you pick them up, you have to wait until, I think, 6 weeks of the season.
Because Bradford was already on the team when they signed him to a new contract. Got you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd like to bring back Vinny Curry. He's a versatile, not for crazy money or anything, because he can fly inside.
I like
outside.
Him.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a good pickup. I
would bring everybody back.
I agree with you guys 1,000%. The backs we have right now, it's not going to get it done. It won't get it done. And Howie knows that. The only thing I don't understand is, and Ike, I go to you for everything, man. And I like what you have to say too, John. I just don't understand. Like, it sounds like we're desperate, like we're panicking. It's the second day of free agency. The draft is still a month away.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and the Tevin Coleman thing, I like him a lot, but he was losing carries towards the end of the season last year to Ito Smith. And remember, Tevin Coleman also lined up every time he stepped on the field with Julio, Mohamed Sanu, Calvin Ridley, before that, Taylor Gabriel, you know what I mean? And he had Devontae Freeman to wear defenses down, too. I like him a lot, but I don't understand, like, the obsession. If anything, I like Jordan Howard because when the Bears quarterback situation was a mess, they had no outside threat at all. He was facing 8-9 in the box and getting 1,000 yards his first two seasons. I like him a lot. I really think
I like him too.
That's what we're probably going to end up doing. The thing with Howie not wanting to address the running back early in the draft, I don't know how much I believe that because they said if Christian McCaffrey would have still been available, he would have been the pick instead of Derek Barnett.
Oh, for sure.
They said last year, if the only reason why the Eagles hung around and waited that long to trade with the Ravens was they wanted to see if Sony Michel was going to fall to them. So they know that need is there. Cowie's playing the comp pick game this year. We're going to get one for Nick Foles. We're going to get one for Golden Tate. We're going to get one for Ron Darby. We're going to get one for Jordan Hicks. And to say he wasn't prepared last year, I think that's false because after winning the Super Bowl, the year that Corey Clement had, we thought he was going to go up. They brought in Jay Ajayi. I think going into last year with Jay Ajayi, Corey Clement, Darren Sproles as my back, and Mike Wallace as my deep threat, if they just all happen to get banged up, I mean, he knows that he has to address that. And
two of the running backs, right?
Uh-huh.
Jay Ajayi has a history. He's bone on bone knee. You knew that.
You knew you only had so many carries left in him, and it was more likely than not that he wouldn't get injured last year. I mean, that was bound to happen.
And Sproles is old.
Yeah.
To rely on him as your third running back, he's old. And by the way, with Corey Clement, I was surprised that you didn't see more out of Corey last year based on what you saw with him. I thought you were going to see more.
See, I was worried.
You were worried, Ike.
I was worried.
You were right. You were right, man.
Well, here's the thing about with Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Having that type of success in your home area, he was hungry leaving out of Wisconsin trying to get drafted. Yep. He was hungry as an undrafted free agent when he made the team. When you go have the success he had his rookie year and you win a Super Bowl, he capitalized on that in the offseason last year, and it showed. But that's what you got with a lot of those players.
Mm-hmm.
He's a young player that didn't really have room for that. And see, the reason why I was concerned about that, now he's put himself in jeopardy of not being here because he got hurt and he didn't come in tip-top shape.
Right. Like, you know, a lot of guys did.
Yeah, the only problem is he doesn't get the leeway that some other guys get.
No, you're right.
When you're undrafted. Like, teams look at that like, no, we want you to remain hungry. As if
you didn't even get a contract
exactly.
yet.
Exactly.
Yep. No, you're right.
You haven't arrived. And that's one of the things I tried to convey to him. Like, dude, don't. You can't let the offseason.
You got to be hungry.
You got to remain hungry.
Yep.
You got to remain hungry.
Hey, we're up against it, but I got to get Gail back in here because I'm afraid she'll hang up during the break. Gail, how are you? How's your cat?
Well, I don't have him anymore. It's been years ago.
So what happened with you and the cat?
Well, the cat got very jealous. Was your cat a male cat?
It is a female.
Female cat.
It was a female cat?
Yeah.
And you were with a female?
No, he was by himself.
A funny story about that.
He was just sitting there. He's watching TV.
Well, that's unusual.
So what happened with you,
Gail? Sitting there. Well, I was with my significant other, and he got jealous.
Really?
And he grabbed my legs, and he was declawed, so he sunk his teeth into my leg.
He bit your leg when you were in a compromising position with a lover?
What?
That would be correct.
What?
He was jealous.
Oh, no.
What was the position?
Oh, yeah. So I called my doctor up and I told him what happened. And he said to me, Gail, haven't you heard of cat scratch fever? Anyway, it's very dangerous.
No, it is.
Is that a joke?
No, cat scratch fever is a... Oh. You can get really sick.
The bite. The bite was even more dangerous. It got infected.
How long ago was this?
How long ago was this?
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Okay.
But you know what? That's okay, Gail. Could have been a long, long time ago. Gail, by the way, what do you think the Eagles' biggest need is outside of running back right now? You have an answer for that or no?
Oh, you're too much.
Thank you. That was a great story. Thank you, honey.
Wow.
Yeah, but you have to get antibiotics.
Ben, did you get antibiotics?
No, I just got the little antiseptic wipe.
Huh?
So use the,
if it starts to smell, get to the doctor right away and get an antibiotic. That means it's infected.
All right.
So when your cat bit you, you didn't go to the doctor right away, and then it wasn't until...
Yeah, I went right away.
And you had cat scratch fever anyway?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Ben, you're next.
Oh, well, my little bit was very jealous. He was an attack cat.
It sounds like it. So
What did
your significant other do? Was there a fight?
What was he supposed to do?
I don't know. Throw the cat across the room?
No. Love my cat.
All right. Gail, I want to say goodbye, but I don't. You know what I mean? This is...
He was just jealous. And yes, we need a running back.
You see that, Ike? She knows her football.
I like that idea. I love
it. Gail, do us a favor.
What? What happened?
Make this a regular segment.
With the cats?
Just with you. We only need you. Yeah, your cat story helped too, but yeah.
Oh, that's the only time he did anything like that.
That was it? Just the one time he bit you?
Yeah, thank God.
Oh, that's all right. All right, Gail, honey, listen. We'll talk soon, okay? Call back.
Okay, Ben.
All right, there he is. Bye-bye. There's Gail. 888-729-9494.
There's so many things that went wrong in that call, man.
All right, let's regroup here. Let's regroup.
I'm with you, coach.
I'm telling you.
What? What?
That's I've never heard. Has Gail called before? Have you ever heard Gail?
I think that was the first ever.
That was great. No, that was great. She brought more to the table than anybody else that's called today. That's for sure. 888-729-9494, Marks and Reese. All right, real fast. Rich, could Ben really die from the cat bite? Rich!
What? Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I'm telling you, you better get it looked at, because I know two guys that I played hockey with, probably about 2010. The first guy, we called him cat poison because he ended up losing 40 pounds, I'm telling you, and he got it infected. The second guy that got bit, his hand swelled up like Hellboy. Like, it looked like Andre the Giant's hand.
Wow.
So I would recommend getting the antibiotic looked at. Look into it right now. I'm telling you. You'll get a fever. My buddy couldn't play hockey for 4 weeks, and he was in a hospital for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Just Google it, Ike.
You just assured me, Rich, that I'll never get a cat.
We called this guy. He's my buddy Dave. I hope he's listening now because he's a big Philly guy, but he got bit by this cat. He was trying, and his hand, he lost, but he still keeps it off, so we call him Cat Poison as one of his nicknames.
What's it called again?
Cat Scratch Fever.
Cat Scratch
Fever. Oh, I should call my buddy Cat.
So look, here's a hand. Look, here's a hand with Cat Scratch Fever, Ike.
Look at it.
Oh, yeah, that's terrible.
All right, Rich.
It looks like Andre the Giant, right?
Yeah, it does. It's Ben, I think maybe you should leave.
Ooh, God, yeah, those are... That might
No.
Sidney Webster,
Ben, is this what your leg looks like?
Can you take a look at the leg to see if it's... I don't want to look at it myself.
Keep your pants on, Ben.
Right, exactly.
Well, he doesn't have any problem
with
Sidney.
Well, no, there's a...
Yeah, he's good.
I've seen a couple of different...
Jack, you get out of there. Keep your pants on, Ben.
Just if you Google
something
it...
Something happened. Jack, get out of there. He's good with Cindy in there.
Yeah, it looks like that, but look at this poor little girl right there.
Yeah, I know. This is Ben right here. It's on your legs, right?
That's what it looks like? Yep.
Measles?
I think that's what it looks like. He's in trouble. No doubt about it. There's an urgent care. You could probably leave a little bit early. What do you think, Cindy? Is he all right? No?
She thinks I'm in trouble.
All right. Well, just try to make it to 6. Hopefully you'll be all right.
In the back. Maybe I'll look at that.
Yeah, you can just wait till 6. We'll be fine.
I bet Spike won't say go home.
Let's go back to the phones. Mike in West Philly. Hi, Michael.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
How are you?
What's up, Mike?
I'm good.
Been a strange last 20 minutes.
I'm a little ticked off like you guys were that we didn't get Tevin Coleman. Like I said yesterday, the only guy I want now is Jordan Howard. I don't want T.J. Yeldon. I don't want Duke Johnson. I don't want Isaiah Crowell. Mm. I don't want none of these bums coming to this team. That's not what we need.
Okay.
And you know, people are saying bring back Jay Ajayi. I don't want him. He got Darren McFadden knees. I don't want that.
Mm.
I don't want that. I don't want people saying LeGarrette Blount. That's not 2017. Dude averaged 2 yards a carry last year. I don't want him.
Mm-hmm.
I want, and as far as Howie, I don't know if Howie doesn't value the running back position or he just doesn't understand it, because the dude can't draft a running back. I'm just proving he can't get running backs. And to be honest, we're not that great of a drafting team anyway, so I don't have any faith whatsoever in Howie in this draft to get somebody that could be a starter at all.
And I certainly, Mike, would feel better going into the draft knowing that I already have my starting running back in place. Like,
yeah.
you don't go into a draft with a desperate need at a position. Like, you go into the draft and you have the luxury of taking players in certain positions and you can stick to your draft board. When you go in a desperate need, like after we lost Trent Cole, and you get stuck with Marcus Smith. You know, that's
right.
That's what happens because the Chiefs take Dee Ford. They jump in front of us and take Dee Ford. And then it's a light year on defensive ends. Howie or Chip, they panic. And now they draft Marcus Smith.
Yep.
Who was a guy that was supposed to go in the third round.
Yep.
So I would feel better if they had a guy they pegged as their starting running back before the draft.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to take a Benny Snell or one of these other guys that you may like in the, you know, fourth round or third round, whatever. Because they can move into the third round. You can move around. You got extra picks. You can make deals to move in the third round if that's what you truly want to do. But I don't want to go into the draft with this roster.
Use the word
with this running back group as my option right now.
You use the word desperate need. It is a desperate need.
Yeah.
And Howie very well may have a plan of a Crowell or somebody like that out there, but it doesn't change the fact that it's a desperate need. And if you're banking on a trade, well, I hope you already have all the trade already done and you just have to wait to do it. Because you know what can happen? Things can change. Other teams can get involved. There can be injuries. other things happen to where if you're going to say, well, there's a couple guys out there and I'm sure we'll be able to get a guy, okay. I hope you're sure. I hope you're sure because last year it didn't work. And it was a glaring issue on the team. I can't have that, Ike.
I love hearing people say, it's only day two of free agency. Yeah, and guess what? About two-thirds of all the real good players are gone.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're right. In just 2 days, look at how many good players have been swooped up. So from the players that are still remaining out there, sure, the Eagles could sign a running back. Does that mean it's going to be a running back that you approve of? So if they sign a running back next week and it's somebody you really don't want, well, they signed a running back. They got a running back on the team, but then you're going to evaluate the running back.
Spencer Ware.
You're going to say, okay, who is this guy? Then if it's Spencer Ware, we're going to break Spencer Ware down. What has Spencer Ware ever done? When has he ever been a starter? Or is Spencer Ware going to be our starting running back? Nah, we're going to get another running back, just a complimentary running back to Spencer Ware. Or you're going to convince yourself that Josh Adams and Spencer Ware could be the best running back duo in the league. Like, that's what we do. No, you got to keep the pressure on them, man. And sit back and say everything is cool. How do you think the Phillies got Bryce Harper? Because we kept the pressure on him.
Oh, that's an understatement.
You kept the pressure on him. Why do you think Elton Brand went out and got Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris? You kept the pressure on him.
Mm-hmm.
So in the moment you start accepting anything and everything.
John Middleton felt the heat to get that job done. Yes or no? He felt the heat. And he should have, by the way.
Yep. And see, here's the thing I don't want to happen. And I know the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year because that's what everybody will use as an excuse not to put pressure on. But then you'll turn around and put the pressure on them when it starts to bite you and the you-know-what when the season gets here. Then you'll start yelling about the job, how he did or didn't do, and what Doug is doing, and Carson isn't the quarterback, and we can't run the football. Like, you'll wait till the season come and then start ripping everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And forget about 6 months earlier, you were okay with everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You were okay with everything.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Like I did last year.
Yeah, you know I'm talking about you.
Hey. Running backs were fine last year,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And I was
you know it.
And I was pissed.
I wasn't going to bring you up, but you jumped out there. I wasn't going to bring it up.
No, the secondary this year I'm fine with, too.
Right. Until they started throwing the ball over our head everywhere.
Wait till week six. Let's go to Charlie in Delaware. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, cat scratch fever is real.
You had it?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, God.
When I was a kid. And it's not cat bite fever. It's cat scratch fever. So when cats go to the bathroom, they go to the pan and they dig. And then they get bacteria on their claws. And when they scratch you, you'll get a staph infection or could. And it can go through your body. And you do need antibiotics if you get infected.
Oh.
That is real.
Ben didn't even clean it properly. He used a baby wipe on it.
Come on, man. it's a real
some
thing.
Peroxide or something.
Yeah, really.
And build the O-line. That's what we need to protect the package. And the package is Wentz. A couple seconds in the pocket means a whole lot, especially when you got Deshaun going downfield. So
yeah, it's a good point.
I'd say protecting the package and the O-line.
You know what else?
I appreciate you guys taking my call.
You got it, Ty. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Let's look to next year. Jason Peters isn't going to be here next year. I don't think you could assume anything at this point. But
you mean after next season?
Yeah, in 2020.
Okay.
So sign a guy to a couple-year contract, even if he's a backup/starter, he's the depth guy. Just so you know it, you have guys going forward. You need to draft a lineman, too.
Well, the tackle position, I got to assume that they believe Mulata and Big V.
Yeah, I don't know if they're –
are the guys?
If there's a tackle in the first round that they like, I'd take him. Offensive tackle.
Why? You can't take a tackle in the first round if he's not going to play. You can
next
take a
year?
First round draft pick and he doesn't play?
They did it in – well, first of all, with Jason Peters, the odds are that he will play. But if you like that player and he's the best player, look at Lito Shepard and Sheldon Brown.
Yeah.
Everybody was all ticked off, including me. What are you doing? You need help on your offense. You're drafting defensive backs. And meanwhile, that was a really good draft pick to get those guys. I don't think that they're going to. He goes defense. He goes D-line.
Yeah, I mean, listen. They're going line, I believe. I when I look at him, I think the defensive end is still a little bit of a question mark, at least from a depth standpoint. All you have is you got Brandon, you got Josh Sweat, you got Derek Barnett, and you got Chris Long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not going to cut it.
No, you're right. You're right. You need an edge rusher.
Where are your sacks coming from?
Ben's high school wrestling coach is on the line.
Oh.
His name's Rich. Hey, Rich.
How you doing?
How are you, Rich?
What's up, Rich?
What's up, Coach Rich?
Nothing. I just wanted to call in and let Ike know that Ben did wrestle for 4 years in high school.
Nah, man.
He did.
He was on the wrestling team, man. He didn't wrestle.
Yes, he did. No, he wrestled.
He did? What type of wrestler was he?
He was like a lightweight. I don't remember exactly the weight, but it was light.
Oh, I know he had to be in the 40-pound weight division, right?
It was like 106, I think, something like that.
106? God.
I started at 103. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this, Coach.
Sure.
What type of a worker was Ben as a wrestler? Like, how was he for you to coach?
He came to practice every day, and we had a small team, and he was one of the few kids that were there every day.
Okay. Hard worker?
Was definitely there.
Did he ever talk back?
No, never.
Never?
Yeah, he's a different Ben now than he used to be.
Yeah, he talks back a lot now, yeah.
That's funny.
What about his go-to wrestling move? What was his style? Was he like Greco-Roman, or what was he doing?
No, I guess it's called scholastic or freestyle, just half Nelson kind of cradle, stuff like that.
Hold on, so what was his fastest pin?
That's a good question.
Ben, you probably know that.
Ben, do you know your fastest?
The fastest I got pinned or the fastest I pinned somebody
both,
else?
Both.
No, that was my next question.
I don't know if I pinned anybody in fewer than 3 minutes. I got pinned in 7 seconds once.
That's all right.
No, but I said it's by his senior year. He won a few matches.
Okay.
All right.
So he lettered.
Yes, he did.
All right.
Look at you.
How about that, John? You're the only non-athlete on the show.
Exactly right. Well, thanks, Rich. You have any pictures or anything like that? Any stories? An old singlet that we could put them in?
I'm not working at the school anymore, so I probably don't have any of that stuff. But, yeah, he all 4 years, he stuck it out.
Stuck it out.
There he is.
My man, Ben. Appreciate it, Coach. Thanks
Rich
for calling
the wrestling
up.
Coach.
Wow.
I believe he wrestled, because that would be what Ben would do, right?
I still don't believe it.
He would wrestle.
I need to see video.
888-729-9494.
Yeah.
There is video.
Where?
I have it saved.
You got to bring it. We got to see it.
Ben's in there, by the way. Ben's in there thinking with the cat scratching. I'm like, well, I feel fine today, so I'm okay. Cat scratch fever, actually, the symptoms become apparent within 7 to 14 days, but could take as long as 8 weeks.
Oh, damn.
So
I would go get that.
Go get that. Yeah,
go get that, Ben. Seriously.
Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494. Coming up. What did Nick Foles say to the media as he's presented as the Jacksonville Jaguars' new franchise quarterback?
Does your mom and dad know about this?
The cat thing or the wrestling?
Yes,
they do
cat.
Now.
It's the wrestling. The cat thing.
I
haven't told them yet.
You get any funky wrestling things? You know how like wrestling people, like, they get staff infections and stuff like that because the mat's dirty. Cauliflower ear.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't get cauliflower ear. There's some infections going around for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.